Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Sam, did you see, it's one of my favourite moments of the last few weeks, did you see the Ruben Dias interview after the Southampton versus City game? First thing, we should congratulate Southampton on not being officially the worst Premier League team ever.
Commiserations to Derby.
Commiserations to Derby. Did you spot what the Southampton... So Southampton social media has been absolutely on point this weekend. I don't know if you noticed...
Well done, admin.
If you noticed the... was it on Twitter or Instagram? They basically said, sorry to get your hopes up at Derby County, as if to say...
they tagged them.
Sorry, we got that point because you're still officially the worst. So a bit of trolling to Derby County there. But also... The Instagram reaction to the Ruben Dias. First of all, do you see the Ruben Dias?
Well, Ruben Dias looked like he'd sucked some lemons during that game, didn't he? To say the least. He was very upset.
I tell you what, I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, they did park the bus, but you can't. Can't say it.
But also, Ruben Dias, did you watch any of Mourinho's games when he was managing in England for parking buses?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just Southampton that do that, by the way. It's a bit mean on Saints, wasn't it?
It was properly bitter from Ruben Dias. Unbelievable. And then, of course, if you've seen it, I don't know if you've seen this, but the Southampton admin again on Insta this time. I mean, whichever of the interns is doing the social media at Southampton.
Well, they probably don't care anymore. They're just like, we're going down.
Give them a raise. Whatever. Give them a raise. Because they did like a little clip of Ruben Dias sucking the lemons and being all bitter in his post-match. With then just like a selection of Man City wasted chances and like poor balls into the box. With like, you know, like the... I'm not going to sing it, but like, where's the music from? I can't remember it, but you know the music where all things are going wrong. It's just like Southampton social media, well played. Well played.
You might not have played very good football, according to Ruben Dias, but you're certainly good at social media.
Who cares? They got the social media win. Lots going on, guys. Thank you and welcome to tonight's live stream. First time we've been here for a couple of weeks. We were away, weren't we, last week?
Because we were away last week, I've brought this with me.
What have you got?
Do you know why I bought this?
Oh, okay. What's this? A little bit of champagne.
You know why?
Is it Prosecco or champagne?
It's Prosecco.
It's Prosecco.
Do you know why?
Probably because you're in the first European final for
a
long
time. So I bought myself some champers.
Spurs on their way to Bilbao. Yes, the patrons.
Tottenham's going to do it again. We were singing that today and I was thinking,
we'll do it last time.
It's been a long time since we've done it.
Probably the biggest game for... Or certainly the second biggest game for a decade.
Oh, that is delicious, by the way.
Is it nice? Okay.
Oh.
For the podcast, it's the Sam's on the Prosecco. There we go.
It was either that or a porn star martini, but I noticed that was open. I thought, right, that'll do.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. So Spurs in their reaction to this then? Spurs in their first European final for, what is it, since 2019? Got more chance of winning this one as well because against United rather than us. But it's a big game. It's a big, big day. Could resist
why
a little
did
thing
you have to have
I don't
dig?
Know. I don't know. Well, I didn't need
did,
to.
That was so unnecessary.
That was so Ruben Dias of me to do that. I do apologise.
It was just so unnecessary.
I do apologise. I'm still giddy from us winning the league. Go on.
Yeah. That was very unnecessary and a bit bitter and twisted.
Spurs in Europa League final, though.
I'm delighted.
Happy days.
I'm so happy. Mm. The only negative here is that so far, I've only managed to get one ticket. My mum and I can't go together with one ticket.
Oh, come on. Got to pull some strings, you know some people, come on.
I don't know if I know the right people, that's the problem. Does anyone have any connections? We've got one.
We
entered the ballot and my mum's ticket had enough points on it. The other ticket that we have didn't have enough points on it. So we've got one seat in Bilbao and she can't go without me because she's...
No.
She just can't. She's in, bless her, I love my mum dearly, but there's no way I'm sending her to Bilbao alone. And I
no way you could go to Bilbao on your own. Never mind your mum.
Well,
I mean,
would
go together.
I would go on my own, but I won't go without.
I don't think I'd let you go on your own.
Oh, shut up! Why not?
Well, what happens if we have what happened to Liverpool in the Champions League final a few years ago?
I'll make a friend.
That's all right then. That's fine. Chaos at the stadium, police rioting and tear gas, but you'll make a friend. Oh, that's okay.
The point is that I am younger and could manage on my own.
Oh yeah.
My mum, I'm not prepared to send her by herself. So I did consider for a brief moment sending her into the putting her in the stadium and then finding somewhere to watch it. And then I thought, there's a chance I just can't. I know I'll find somewhere, but I don't want to find somewhere with a load of United fans. So at the minute, we can't go unless I can get another ticket. So
all right.
Shout out to anybody that might be able to help
As well
me.
As that, we should also point out that you're at the game today because John Tyne is in the chat. He just says, love your face, Sam. And I was just like, oh, yeah, it's nice that Sam has got a nice face. Oh, yeah, but I forgot.
I forgot I was wearing it.
You got the face painted on.
And do you know what? When we had them put the lady did Evie's first because she came with me today. And she had it done on one side. And then the lady said, do you want yours done as well? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And then she goes, oh, I'll put yours on the opposite side because then... when you have a photo together, you can put your faces together. And I was like, a great idea.
Then
I thought, actually, it was only later that I thought, when I sit here, if it had been on the other side, you would never have known.
Now it's on display.
But now it's on display.
So John Tyne says, love your face then.
It's very sparkly.
Love your face. What's going on with Spurs at the minute? Should we do a quick view from the stands? Because you went today.
Spurs are on our way to Bilbao. That's what's going on.
Spurs literally don't care about the Premier League right now.
Did you see the team?
Literally don't care.
Let's rotate everyone. Oh, Porro, you can play for 45 minutes, then we'll bring you off. Bentancur, you can play for like 35 minutes, then we'll bring you off. The only thing to note was that Kulusevski got a bit of a knock and they pulled him off on 16 minutes.
That's the
cotton wool effect that's going on here is my point.
He's literally got a little bruise.
He literally falls over.
Get him off!
It was hilarious. He went over in this tackle. It didn't even look that bad. And literally on the bench, you see Ange just go, come on. And then they're making subs. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care.
I mean, and ditto Manchester United.
They don't care either.
The same loss 2-0 at home. And I think I've looked at the United highlights and the Spurs highlights. United at least troubled the goal. Spurs didn't do anything. Apart from a Sarr header in the second half, did not give a damn.
We had some nice moments of just holding the ball up. That was it.
Yeah. And you know what? There is a team, I don't want to jump to the fixtures, but there is a team that plays both of those don't give a damn teams in their final two games. And that is Aston Villa at home to Spurs next and away at Manchester United. We'll talk about Aston Villa assets a bit later on because Rodgers popped up with another assist. I was glad I held him.
Thank you, Morgan. I wasn't sure, you might have been on the sell sheet this week, honestly.
And of course, Ollie Watkins now back in the team regularly, scoring goals, bit of a point to prove, maybe.
Maybe.
So listen, he's going to be definitely high on the target list. But let's say hello to a few people, Sam, before we get into the game week results. Of course, guys, we'll be doing game week results. We'll go through the games. We'll do our teams and how we're getting on. We've had a few like reasonable weeks. I mean, the free hit was a bit of a turnaround in my season, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, but then last week.
Last week was a bit meh. It was a bit grey arrow. But this week, not bad again. So we're hoping for a strongish finish here at FPL Family. Let's say hello to a few people, Sam. We've got George Day. Hello, George. Nice to see you.
Oh, is he back from the pub?
He says he's still with Steve and Louise for a birthday.
Oh, they're a little bit of an FPL family meetup.
They're
today.
All together, the FPL family patrons.
Are they watching
a few
us
of them.
From the pub?
They must be watching us from the pub, guys.
Steve, Louise and George.
Have one for us, guys.
That is
Have
commitment.
One for us. Very, very good indeed. George has got to be happy with that result at the weekend. Very good. Very, very good. Or were we expecting a bit more? There was a bit of a pile on for Brian Captain, Visser in, Sharder. Although he did well, didn't he?
I'm a bit annoyed with Brentford. Not going to lie.
Why?
It's not enough, is it?
You just want more. We want 3 and 4 nils, Brentford.
They're taking a mick.
Come on, Brian.
Like, come on. Don't you know, Brian? Don't you know, Johan?
Don't you know you're
I invested in you this week. You were part of a hit and you got booked.
You bought Visser in this week, did you?
I'll talk about my transfers later.
All right.
But the player that I wanted in the last minute panic that I had, I didn't even get the player I wanted. I got two
and
other
why
players.
Was there last minute panic? Were you one of these Haaland, looking for the Haaland leakers? Were you one of these?
So I said multiple times this week, including on our Ohana, that I wanted team news from City because I didn't really know what to do this week. We might as well talk about this now. So I decided to wait as long as possible. And so we waited for as long as possible and it got to about 10 past one and then we got the news that KDB was starting. That came first and I thought, and I honestly got the fear of missing out. I did.
KDB FOMO.
Yeah. I got massively KDB FOMO. I didn't really want KDB. I just had absolute fear. Because the transfers I wanted to do this week, I just wanted to do Mateta to Wood. That's all I wanted to do all week. I should have just done that.
Yeah, it would have worked out great.
Would have worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
Would have worked out perfectly. Instead, I decided that when I heard KDB was starting, I was like, right, well, I've got to do something about that now then. So suddenly, I'm taking a minus four, and I can't get Wood because I need the money. So instead, I've got Wissa. So I've gone Wissa and KDB in for a hit. Thanks, guys, you pile of poo. You did nothing, either of you. And then Chris Wood.
Well.
Does Chris Wood. I'm annoyed with myself. I'm not. I'm annoyed with them, but I'm more annoyed with myself. And I don't... What's really annoyed me now is that I don't want KDB for the next 2 weeks. But now I'm here. I've got to take another -4 to get rid of him now.
So if this was a one or two off occurrence throughout the season, I'd say, well...
No, it is.
Listen to it. Sit here every week, Sam, and you're like, I should have done this. I knew I was going to do this.
No.
I said on the podcast I was going to do this, and then you don't.
No.
You bottle it.
No, it's not bottling it. This one was out.
Every week we go through
this. Because this normal...
Do what you think is best.
But I'm never this undecisive in a week, and that was my problem... In a week. That was my problem this week, is that there's been a lot going on this week. I've been a bit stressed about other things. That's not an excuse. It's just the truth. And in the moments of needing to make those decisions, I wasn't in a very clear headspace as to what I wanted to do. And so that's what's caused me the issues. In all of that, it also meant that I sold Jacob Murphy. Now, I'm not upset about that because I was benching Jacob Murphy anyway. So okay. Whatever happened with him...
We jumping straight to your team, are we? I haven't said loads. I've just read a super chat out from George.
I just had to get that transfer thing off my...
So we're here for therapy, Sam. Go because for it. If it makes you feel better.
I've got very hot. Is it hot in here?
No.
And I'm very upset about this transfer.
This is what Vissa does to you.
I'm very upset about it. I don't mind that I'm holding him. I'm not upset. I'm annoyed with him. I'm disappointed in him.
That's worse.
But I'm annoyed at myself for KDB because I didn't want KDB. I went on the pod and said I didn't think it was a good option.
He's got his last home game at the Etihad next week. You want him for that?
I don't care about him anymore. He's dead to me. Go off to La Liga or somewhere else.
Play
in Liga.
He's coming to Liverpool.
Go to play what? Go play in the MLS, Kevin. I'm not had enough. Go off to Saudi Arabia.
All right. Well. For only the first time this season, guys, you know, listen to what you feel, Sam. Do what you think is right, not what other people say. It's the first time we've said that.
But Lee,
I'm sure it's the first time.
In that moment, I felt like getting KDB was a priority. I'm so cross with myself.
I can tell. I can bloody tell.
I just had to get it off my chest.
Just remember, Spurs are in the European final.
Oh, I'll have another drink.
Have a drink. Listen, I've had feedback on YouTube.
For what?
I've had feedback from the patrons. We keep saying that drinking is the answer to our FPL problems.
When did I say that?
A few weeks ago.
When?
I can't remember what the situation was.
I don't even drink, Lee.
There was definitely a situation where people were just like, Lee, you can't drown your FPL sorrows in drink. I think it was to do with me. Anyway.
I will be you, because I don't really drink. I did drink a goblet of Pornstar Martini on the night that Spurs qualified for the Europa League final. And I was
you
sat.
You did get tipsy.
We haven't been on it since then. And I was sat in a bar in Paris.
We found the only bar in Paris that was showing Spurs versus Glimt in Spurs. First leg, wasn't it?
It was the first leg.
First leg,
yeah.
Where you won, what, 3-0 or something, was it?
3-1.
3-1.
And I was slightly drunk.
Oh, and you were, I've never seen you so happy in my life. I said to you, we left the hotel, I said, we've got no chance of finding this.
We went
no,
for
no
dinner
chance,
first,
because
didn't we?
In
front, it was a bit sad.
They were just like, I said, they don't care about it. They would get legal and on or whatever. And there's a little bar on the corner near the hotel. That is, it was called like, it was to do with, it's got some rugby themed bar. Rugby themed bar. And I'm like, no, they won't, they definitely won't have it. Well, we turned up, they only bloody had it, didn't they?
Yeah, because we'd gone out for dinner and I drunk a goblet of Pornstar Martini. And then as we're walking through the square, on the hope of this bar having it on, I had not a lot of hope. I was feeling a bit sad. Brennan Johnson scored, I launched into a come on you Spurs very loudly. People looked at me like, who's this weird English woman?
You are the only person in the bar watching the game.
Everyone else in the bar doesn't care.
No one else cares.
I am going mental. The barman thinks I'm hilarious.
The French
by the
people
end.
Are just like, who is this?
Yeah, but by the end, he thought I was great. He kept coming over and being like, can I get you anything else, madam? And I was like, can I have a goal, please? He was probably like,
Nigel the Crab City says he loves that you described it as a goblet.
It was called a goblet, wasn't it? It was called a goblet. She says, would you like a regular one or a goblet? And I went, I'll have a goblet. It was too big.
Why
I shouldn't
not?
Have had it.
It was also very expensive. Nigel goes on to say, thanks for the member chat, Nigel. A member here on the FPL Family channel for 38 months. Thank you, mate. Largely ignored my team and I'm doing much better. Lesson in that, I think. Forgot to change my captain. Glad I didn't. Eze, 32-pointer. Yeah, so despite you going to the game today, I'd love to know how loudly you cheered those Eze goals. You're probably loving that, weren't you? 2 goals for Eze today in a game that Spurs didn't care about. Saving your FPL bacon this week, no?
I mean, yeah, he did. He absolutely did. I just think he is absolutely top quality.
When you watch him in the flesh, I've seen him a couple of games, he's so good, isn't he?
Bloody hell, you are brilliant. Yeah. And same with Daniel Munoz today, the pair of them.
But where were you today? In the South Stand?
You're always in the South.
South Stand, surrounded by all them Spurs fans. What did they? What was the reaction when you got up and absolutely loudly applauded the SA goals? What was...
Oh, I didn't.
I bet you did.
Oh, shush.
I bet you did. 16 points for an FPL.
Actually, didn't realise it was a 16-pointer because the second...
Beautiful
when
stuff.
When he scored his second goal, it was down the other end.
Oh.
And at that moment, Evie as they're attacking, Evie goes, "Mum," and I look at her. She had a donut. She I don't know what she'd done, but it was everywhere. And I was trying to clean it off her face. Oh, I nearly smushed my fat thing then. I was trying to clean her face. And then as we turn, and then it was cheering at the other end. I was like, "Oh, Evie, we missed the goal.
Missed the goal."
And then I thought it was Ismaïla Sarr because he was celebrating. I was annoyed because I was like, "Oh, I don't have him." But at least it does make you feel a little bit better when your team's getting smashed. If you're getting smashed and getting some points at the same time, you know?
Absolutely right. Paul Kitt, thank you for the Super Chat, Paul Kitt. Kane and Spurs winning in the same year.
Yes!
It's written in the stars,
Paul Kitt.
It's written in the stars.
Did you see Kane's face?
He hasn't won a trophy, he's won a plate.
Oh, no,
he's won a plate.
Did you see his little face?
I did see his little face.
Oh, it made me so happy for him.
Yeah, wonderful.
Spurs time now.
Joseph Maloney, thank you for the Super Chat, mate. Hi, Sam and Lee. How's things with you both? We're doing all right, mate. Congrats,
going to
Spurs.
Bilbao.
Not a great FPL game this week, but it doesn't matter. We are the champs. Yes, mate. Yes, mate. It was nice to see Arsenal. It's very nice of Arsenal to give us a guard of honour today. First half, I thought we played like champions. Second half, we played like chumps, mate. It was absolutely sleepwalk FC again, as I say every single week. Liam H, thank you, Liam, for the Super Chat. Hi, Lee and Sam.
Fingers crossed
for
tomorrow.
Ultimate comeback tomorrow. Yeah, Liam is a Bristol City fan. Got some work to do.
Yeah.
Got some work to
do.
No doubt about it.
At two, I thought it was all right-ish. At three...
Got some work to do, no
praying
doubt
for
about
you, Liam.
It. No doubt about it, mate. Keep us updated on the Slack, how that's going. We've got Rosa Donna in. Sam, could have been worse. You didn't get Cunha. Oh, did you get Cunha this week, Rosa Donna? Yeah.
I tell you what, it was a tight, wasn't it, between Cunha, Wood and Wissa. They were the three that people were debating.
Cunha's
there was a clear winner.
Very much on the menu for a lot of people, yeah, but he didn't have a good... He gave away that pen. A bit like it's down the pitch, I thought, actually. Because I know the whole double jeopardy thing means that you can't get a red and a pen. But I think that's only if you play the ball. He did not play the ball. He definitely played to take him out.
Don't you think that
there
was
a red?
There was quite a lot of, could that have been a red this weekend?
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Well,
there's not elbows flying about this weekend. Keep your elbows in, boys.
Bloody get to Tyrone Mings in a minute. Because I've seen a lot of people defending him on Twitter, but they're only Villa fans.
But also...
No one else thinks that's a acceptable action. And I don't either.
No, because you watch Nico Jackson. I don't see the difference myself.
No, he's right to go, Nico, and Alex Scott had to go, and he's got to have like surgery on his jaw or something now, isn't it?
No,
it's
I
ridiculous.
Don't see the difference between what Tyrone Mings did and Nico Jackson did. They were both red cards for me.
Mings' one is like, people, like, I've seen Villa fans like, well, he's a bit taller than Alex Scott, so it's just a natural...
Well, you're a bit taller than me. If you elbow me in the face, does that mean it's not domestic violence?
No. No.
Don't be ridiculous, Villa fans.
Villa fans, please.
Delusional.
It is a really horrible elbow
red.
By Mings,
disgusting.
And he absolutely needs to go for that. It's terrible.
It's GBH if he does
it
in the pub.
The fact that VAR have looked at it and still not get it, it's just mad, isn't it? Absolutely
just
mad. Thank you, Karan, for the Super Chat. Thank you very much, Karan, for the very generous Super Chat. 87-4 this week, which
Lovely.
Is a bloody good score, mate. Up to 170k overall rank now. Very good.
Well done.
What a game week and a Classico win. Salah to KDB for a hit didn't work, but glad to have him for the final home game versus Bournemouth. You see? This is the KDB swan song. I think you're wanting this time, game week 37, you'll be sitting here
I don't
him.
Feel happy with you, Kevin.
Karen says Wood captain this week.
Oh,
worked out very well, very nice. And Vardy party a la Lee for a jump into 100k. Well,
this week, actually, can we give you two shout outs?
You can give me as many shouts as you want. Go on.
First of all, Jamie Vardy.
What? Did he get some points?
Got an assist today. You said, didn't you? You know. He was coming on for his swan song.
Well, Jamie.
I think you actually predicted that game week 37 was the week for him. That was the week that you think he was going to get his 200th Premier League goal.
Well, I went on the Off the Bench podcast, with Az earlier last week. So Tuesday, I think it was.
Tuesday
just gone. And I like this part of the season.
You did.
I like the romantic narrative. We pore over the stats, of course, we do every single week, but. I like a end of season romantic narrative, and there's a lot knocking about this KDB's last game.
Yeah,
it's not so romantic after the booing today, which I'll come to in a minute because I'm disgusted by that. But the Trent, last game on the final game of the season, you've got the last game at Goodison in 37. You've got Vardy with his last game trying to get to 200 goals in 37. I think there's FPL points to be had in these narratives.
You also had a little shout out for KO Day as well. On the bench, that was good. In fact, that looked like it was going to be outstanding until he picked up a late yellow card.
Well, spoiler alert for my team, but I bought him in this week.
Yeah,
I got Coyote this week, largely because of his performances in the previous game. Now, he started the last three. He's outside the last four now. But before this weekend, he'd started the last three and they'd won the last three, Brentford, and they were starting to look good. And I watched the highlights. I was just like, this guy, not only does he get forward, but he gets into nice areas. I think they've got reasonable chance of clean sheets, which they did.
Yeah.
And he's got this magnificent long throw. He did it again. He's like Rory Delap on speed. He's unbelievable with this long throw. And I know that you don't get any points for a throw in FPL, but
you wish they did.
If I'm Thomas Frank, I'm like, why would I take that weapon out of my team? I want that in my team.
He's playing well.
And he was great. And you're right, up until he was on for an eight pointer.
Yeah, because he was on for two bats.
He was on for a six and two bonus, and then he got booked for arguing on 85. Now,
because I did that thing that we all hate, because I said to you at the end, later on that day, well, I don't know why we hadn't spoken, but it was later on, wasn't it? And I went, well done on Coyote, he got you two bonus points, and you were like, did he?
Pretty sure he did.
You went to have a look, and you were like, Sammy, it says he's got five. And then when we investigated it,
yeah,
that yellow card cost him those two bonus points. Yeah.
It's literally no one in the whole of FPL is bothered about that because he got no ownership. But I had him, and he's 0.1 owned.
Yeah.
That would have been three extra. That makes a difference.
It does.
Makes a difference, doesn't it? Yeah, five, it does, eight yeah. rather than five, you know, makes a difference on a 0.1 differential. Ridiculous. Let's see. We've got John Tyner in, as we mentioned before. Carter Dixon. We've got Jonathan Shirley. Yelena is here, Sam. Hey, Yelena. Nice to see you. She says, Lee is such a romantic. You know me so well, Yelena. Yells. You know me so well.
He is not. About as romantic as ours with his drill.
that means nothing to anyone other than me, no, you, as in
the
Q&A's.
The Q&A's understand it. We talk about the doorman all the time on the Q&A.
As Nigel saying that sounds so wrong, you are right, Nigel. You are right.
Come to the Q&A on Thursday, and you'll find out.
We're going to move on very swiftly. Thank you for joining us tonight, FPL family. Let's get on with some of these games. Where do you want to start? Which game do you want to start with? Should we do Southampton 0, Man City 0?
Why do you want to talk about Ruben Dias some more?
Not really, but I just want to.
0.04.
Which is what?
Haaland's XG.
Yeah, well, I read a stat somewhere around the hour mark that he had like four touches or five touches or something like that. That's not touches in the box.
No, just
that's four
in
or five
total.
Touches.
0.04 is his
XG. So let's start with City then. What do you make of that? Because there's a bit of a clamour for Haaland. There was a team leak that came out, as we expected, from various sources. Marmoush benched, Haaland starts.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed certain people who I won't name were bringing him in, selling Salah to triple captain Haaland. There was some like proper...
Selling Salah to
triple Mark Savans did that. Sold Salah to triple captain Haaland.
Wow. But
there it is. It's dodged a bullet.
I wouldn't recommend triple captain in Haaland against Southampton. It didn't go well for me earlier on in the season.
No, but I think if you're chasing and you've got the triple captain left, I think it's a worthy punt. But nothing about that performance at the weekend made me think I've got to rush out and get Haaland.
No.
Okay. No. Anything to analyse about his performance? Because I've got a few words to say about it.
Go on then.
I thought he played really well.
Haaland?
I thought he played really well. His off-the-ball movement was, he looked pretty sharp. He was making the right runs. If you watch some of the highlights, he was there spinning defenders, cutting it through the centre-halves. Really, really good. He just didn't get the service.
But when you looked at that team sheet, did you not think that because that was part of the reason that changed my get Haaland in thing.
Yeah.
Was when I looked at it and I was like, oh, I don't feel like this team is set up for Haaland here. There was too many other players where was Foden? Like, it was just all over the place. Like, I was expecting Marmoush and Kate and Haaland together.
Yeah.
And I think had that been the team, that would have been better for Haaland.
Yeah. Foden was off it.
Like, Foden's been off it all year.
I mean, it was the amount of times, the amount of situations where Haaland had manufactured a situation where it's just like, play me in. Just play me in. And he either didn't get the ball or Foden, lacking confidence or whatever, checked back, pass it sideways. Where in the Foden at his peak would just slip Haaland in on another day. And I know exactly what you've just said, 0.04 XG, four touches in an hour, whatever. Everything points to Haaland was absolute rubbish. What a load of mugs that bought him in. No, I think he looks sharp. He looks okay. It's the team. The team are well off it. They're just not geared up. And they haven't been playing for the last 7 weeks with that target man there pulling defenders around. They've been trying to play in behind with the likes of Marmoush. So I think on another day, he does get points. Absolutely. And I think if you bought Haaland in this week, you can consider yourself a little unlucky. I thought he was doing all the right things off the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trebled up on Man City now.
Who have you got? Vardiol?
Somehow I'm ended up trebled up. Vardiol, KDB and Marmoush.
Yeah. Vardiol, no bonus points this week because he moved to left back, which means he's got more goal threat, but no bonus points again.
Yeah.
Always happens, doesn't it?
So it's basically like, what do you want from Vardiol? Do you want him having no attacking threat, but almost guaranteed to get you some bonus points, particularly in a 0-0? He definitely would. Or do you want some attacking threat, but no bonus points? Like, you can't really win. It's going to be one or t'other, isn't it? I don't know how I feel about this treble up of Man City, because I understand what you're all saying about, oh, it's Bournemouth at home next in his last home game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Fulham away and they're playing crap and all.
But ahead of that, there's an FA Cup final.
Yeah.
So they've got to play the FA Cup final on Saturday and then on...
the following midweek,
Tuesday,
isn't it?
They've got to play again. Now, this kind of thing stresses me massively, Lee. And I'll tell you why.
You get stressed easily, don't you?
Yeah, I do a little bit, but it stresses me easily and I'll tell you for why. On Saturday, Crystal Palace and Man City, both of whom I'm heavily invested in,
yeah,
will play an FA Cup final. If one gets injured, I'm struggling. If two get injured, I'm dead. So that's why it stresses me, right? It stresses me because you have this much to contend with. Plus, you don't know what it's going to mean in terms of rotation.
Okay.
Plus... so there's all that to contend with. I don't feel like I'm loving the idea of having three Manchester City players, even in a home game against Bournemouth, even in KDB's last home game.
Okay.
How many have you got?
Three.
How are you feeling?
Fine.
Are you?
Ruben Dias is going to play. And I notice he gets the nine this week.
Yeah, annoying.
Because he's just there.
Squeezing just lemons.
Being bitter about things, but also it's just the passing, isn't it? It's just the pass completion rate, which is why he and Vardiol, when they're playing at centre half, they're sharing, they get two or three bonus points each. One will get one and one will get the other. As soon as you put Vardiol at left back, it's different, isn't it? His pass completion rate's not as much. And actually, I was looking on the Fantasy Football Scout members area, top five players across the whole game week for touches in the opponent's half this week, all Man City players. And Dias was the most. Dias touched the ball the most of any player in any game in the opposition's half this week. And second is Akanji. So it's like, what do you want? I mean, literally, they parked the bus. Them two were knocking it backwards and forwards to each other and trying to find
spaces
in between the lines, right? And so Dias is definitely going to play. He's not going to not play Kevin De Bruyne against Bournemouth at home in his final game. He absolutely will. I think he's a great pick for next week, De Bruyne. And then Marmoush is Marmoush. Like, he might play Haaland, he might play Marmoush, I don't know.
Might play both.
He might do, but I've got a transfer and I'm thinking about taking Marmoush out this week.
Do you think that it is possible that Haaland plays the cup final and then not on Tuesday because it's too quick?
Yeah, possible. Yeah,
and therefore Marmoush plays Tuesday.
The other thing is that it's still all to play for. You've seen this league table. It's mad. I mean, they drop points here. That's the reason Diaz's toys have come out the pram. Because it's getting a little bit squeaky bum time, isn't it, for Champions League?
Oh, who cares about Champions League? Have you seen the race for 17th and 18th?
Gosh, shut up. Oh, my God. 17th and
18th. 16th and 17th, rather.
Oh, God. No, I haven't looked that far down the table for a very long time.
You should
time.
Have a look. It's quite fun down there. West Ham went above us both today.
Yeah. Anyway, I think if you've got City assets you hold, other than maybe Marmoush, I'm a bit undecided. I want to see what happens in the cup final. And the only reason I'm thinking that is because I think there are other strikers that I'm going to want. And we've mentioned Watkins already. I think there are other strikers that I want. So we'll get to him in a minute. Southampton, we're not touching them. We're not talking about them. But fair play. They get the point and they're not the worst team ever. Very, very good indeed.
They're just the second worst team ever.
Just the second worst team. Well, two games to go. You never know. Might get some points. Might get some points. Let's talk about Watkins then. Bournemouth 0, Aston Villa 1. Watkins with the only goal. Rodgers with the assist. I don't really know what Semenya was doing out there on the wing. He tried to take on about three or four different players, did he, before... who took it off him? Was it McGinn or somebody out there? I don't know. Maybe it was Matty Cash. Anyway, loses the ball. good pressing, good counter-pressing from Aston Villa. Rodgers whips it in and Watkins gets the deftest of touches. That takes him now one goal ahead of Gabby Agbonlahor to be their Premier League all-time goal scorer, by the way. So fair play to Ollie Watkins. Definitely on radar for me next week. Definitely. And it's because of these fixtures. The last two are Spurs and Manchester United. Two teams that do not care.
Yeah. I'm kind of intrigued.
Especially Spurs at home. That's such a good fixture.
I'm kind of intrigued as to what we do on Friday night. Because, so obviously in the South, and I appreciate this is a bit of a Spurs chat rather than a Villa chat, but there's relevance to Villa. So
it's
I'm coming to it.
Very unlikely to do that, Sam.
No, but I'll explain why. Because in the South Stand today, we were like, when we saw the team sheet, we were like, okay, I was expecting rotation, but I wasn't expecting this level. And we wondered whether we might see like Van de Ven and Romero for the second half. Because if he doesn't play them next Friday night, they'll have gone 2 weeks without a game before the final. And we know from 2019 that when you have 2 weeks of no games before a final, it's not great.
Yeah,
you need to match. You need to match fitness. So I'm kind of intrigued as to what we now do against Villa, because if we do play,
he brings him on for legs if he needs to. I think
if we do play, well, I wonder whether we might do the opposite, where we might give him 45 minutes, then haul him off. So what we might see is a quiet 45 at the beginning, because actually when we play our back four, well, five if you count Vicario, together, the underlying numbers are great for us this season when they've started
full
together.
Strength.
Them four with Vicario behind.
Yeah.
When we play the four, when we play Porro, Romero, Van de Ven, Udogi with Vicario behind, if it was going to be that back line, I wouldn't want to pick Watkins this week. But it's not going to be that back four, five. If it is for part of the game, then it is for part of the game. But it's certainly not going to be for the whole game. So if it's not going to be for the whole game, then absolutely Watkins becomes an option. My issue, and maybe this is why I'm a little bit Kevin De Bruyne bitter, is because I've taken a lot of my budget going from Jacob Murphy to Kevin De Bruyne rather than probably the transfer that I wanted to do, which would have left that money in the bank, which would have meant I could potentially go for a Watkins. Do you prefer Watkins to Wood then because of the fixtures?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I just think that Villa game, but because Villa need it. They need it. That's such a big win for them against Bournemouth. Going to the Vitality and getting a 1-0.
Well, Bournemouth have just dropped off a cliff.
Puts them right in the mix. And they're going to go there. You've got to go there with your patched up quilt work defence that don't care. And one of the... So here's a cheeky punt for captaincy next week. Morgan Rodgers for captaincy next week. Because the one thing your back four do, I noticed today on some of the highlights, and I've only seen highlights, guys. I want to watch the extended highlights. I'm going to watch it even further. But what Van de Ven and Romero don't do is they don't get scared. Obviously, they're top class defenders. But your back four today, they drop off. And I don't know whether that's because they don't trust... You didn't have Vicario today, I noticed. You played Kinski.
Vicario had a break.
And I wasn't sure whether it was because you've got the goalkeeper in there and they don't trust having a big gap with him, the ball at his feet.
I
think he is good with his ball at his feet, Kinski. But maybe the trust isn't there yet between them.
I think that's more...
And what happens is your back four go towards the goalkeeper and there was massive spaces between the midfield, CDMs and the defence.
I think there were two...
And there's no surprise that the two Eze goals are tap-ins.
Yeah, they were.
They're tap-ins.
I think there were two things today. One, Kinski's not loud like Vicario.
No.
He's not commanding in the way that Vicario is. When you watch the Spurs games from the stands, you hear Vicario. From the stands, you can hear him half the time screaming and telling instructions, and you can see him physically. Kinski doesn't do that. And Kinski obviously hasn't played any games for forever. He had all that period of time where he played when Vicario was out, but since then, he hasn't played anything. And he was jittery. And I think because there were a couple of moments early on where Palace had a couple of shots and he dropped it, and the players, thankfully, were quite close to him, so they could cover him while he got it back. But there definitely was, I think, a feeling of we better stay close.
Yeah, and I think certainly early on in the game as well, I thought he's not fully fit, Mateta.
He's not fully fit.
He keeps coming off on an hour. But for the first half an hour of that game, from what I could make out, he played really well and he put himself about and he created the spaces. We'll talk about that game a bit later on, but I'm just talking to you about it in the context of Aston Villa, right? Because with Watkins, he'll do that as well.
He will.
He's very good in the air. He's physical when he wants to be. He's got a bit of a point to prove. The sort of grit between his teeth, bit between his teeth right now, Watkins. I think Watkins is an easy buy for next week. Easy buy. But if you haven't got the money, I think that going, if you've sold Rodgers for whatever reason, going back to Rodgers is absolutely okay. Or go for an Asensio. Asensio's a greedy little player as well, by the way. Loves a shot. Hit the post in the game at the weekend against Bournemouth. if you want to go for a Rodgers Asensio double up in midfield, I don't mind it. So I think, I know you don't want to hear it, but I think Villa, and you got to go for them this week.
We don't care.
You don't care, and they do.
They
and
it's do at Villa care. Park. They do care.
Absolutely.
And it's their last home game of the season.
Absolutely.
They are absolutely fuming, Villa, that this game is being played on Friday night. And from their perspective...
That's true. I forgot about that, yeah.
From their perspective, I don't... I was chatting to a Villa fan that I follow on social media, and he follows me. And he was furious last week when it got moved to the point where I was like, I'm going to end this conversation and just quietly back out. Because I was saying...
Like Homer Simpson in the book.
Exactly like Homer Simpson in the book. So I just stopped talking to him. About 3 days later, he messaged me. Once we qualified, he messaged me and he was like, just like to apologise for my behaviour. And he's like, I'm just really cross, because they had all these grand plans for things they wanted to do on the final home game of the season and the parade with the families and blah, blah, blah. Of course, now it's a night game. It's different. And I said, like, I get it. I get it from your perspective. You don't want to be playing on a Friday night. You want to play on a Sunday. You want to be putting pressure on those around you. You don't want to be doing this on a Friday night. Mm. I understand. I think if roles were reversed, I would be in the same position as you, and you would feel like I do.
Yeah.
So 100%. I think there's a whole that game on Friday night for Villa has a whole.
Do you want to play your captain on the first night of a game?
Absolutely not. The first game as well.
First game of a game week. I don't like that so much. But I've got no problem with capping Watkins. The other player to just call out quickly was Onana. I thought Onana was
great.
Fantastic.
He was
great. Aston Villa.
Yeah, he was.
No Tielemans, so you're thinking, who's going to be that enforcer, that creator in midfield? He was both. He come in.
He stood up, didn't he?
Fantastic, Onana.
Yeah, he did
very,
stand
very
up.
Good indeed. But a quick shout on Bournemouth then. Yes, no, we invest in. I don't think we are we?
No, they've massively...
City away and then Leicester at home. Maybe we are for 38. You might have a cheeky punt on 38.
They've also I don't know, because Lee, they've dropped off a cliff massively. I think they're going to be the ones that miss out on Europe altogether.
Yeah. All right, could be them. And yes, that was a deliberate elbow by Tyrone Mings. And Alex Scott, hope you're all right, mate, because that was a nasty one.
It was nasty.
Really, really nasty one. Let's move to some of today's games. Then Newcastle 2, Chelsea 0. So,
Tonali, I didn't see this one. You're going to have to assist.
Well, nor did I, because...
You weren't here either.
Max and I were at London Colney Youth watching his team play today, so we didn't see too much of this game. But an early goal for Tonali, and then a late goal for Bruno Guimaraes. But
Just talk about Isak?
Yes, go on then.
What's going on with Isak?
Mm.
Because I was obviously at Spurs, but I was listening to the guys in the Slack, what they were talking about, and one of them went, does anyone know if Isak got on the coach? This was about 60 minutes into the game, and I was like, he must be being quiet then. That's a few weeks now, because Isak is the one player, and the reason I raised this is he's the one player I could sell to get Ollie Watkins.
Oh, I see. Okay, so he could be your route to Watkins.
Because
okay.
In terms of budgets, I do have that. I do have that money. I can't go from Marmoush there, but I can go from Isak there.
Mm. Has his head been turned, Isak? Has his head been turned by Arsenal?
Do you think so?
I don't know. I got upset the Newcastle fans the other week by saying that. I'm going to say
I don't think so. Would you go to Arsenal? Why would you go to Arsenal?
I didn't say Arsenal. I said Arne Slot.
Oh, Arne Slot. I thought you said... That's not what I
thought. He could go to Arsenal equally.
I thought you... I'm not going to say what I thought you said. Okay, all right, Arsenal or Liverpool. Liverpool, what would be the benefit of going to...
No, let's not speculate. I want your thoughts on Isak in FPL right now, whether you'd have him or not, because it is still all to play for Newcastle, right?
But this is my point, is that you've just raised a point that I hadn't considered, which is he thinking elsewhere? And I'm just thinking, why would he be? Like, they're going to make Champions League, probably, hopefully. He surely focuses get Newcastle there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm keeping him. I've got no problem with him. His effective ownership is too high, I think, to take him out as a bit of a risk. They've got, at the moment, we've got two game weeks left to go. I'm prioritising players that have got stuff to play for. And he's a key player for them, right? Nothing again today, but listen, they created loads. I know Chelsea had down to 10 men. Jackson gets sent off on, what was it, like 30-ish minutes. I mean, it's just a stupid elbow. It's as bad if, you know, I wouldn't say worse, but it's as bad as Mings. Deserved a red, in my opinion. Jackson deserved a red. And then Chelsea are just up against it, aren't they? 1-0 down and 10 men at St James's Park is difficult for any team, right? Difficult for any team. So, no issue for me. No issue for me. I'll be keeping him. They've got to go away to Arsenal next, which is difficult. But I'm not bench boosting next week, so I've got a bench to play with. Maybe he sits on the bench. I don't know. I'm more likely to bench Murphy out of my front eight because Murphy's away record is so bad, isn't it? At home, I was surprised actually to see players, FPL managers, selling him ahead of this game. I really was. Jacob Murphy's home record is sensational. And well, Chelsea are not exactly great.
No, but
they've just come off the back of a European game.
No, but the reason I did it was because I had KDB FOMO, but also because I was benching him anyway. So I was kind of like, well...
Oh, you did sell Murphy this week?
Yeah. Sold okay. Murphy, but he was on my bench. I would have benched him had I not sold him. So it was one of those.
I think if Isak was my only way to Watkins, I think I probably would do that. I think I
does
probably
it,
would do
does
that.
Does it change your opinion if I tell you that that would leave me Newcastle less?
Not for next week, but they've got Everton at home, final game.
Yeah. But then the final game, I could... get Barnes or get Gordon or get Murphy back or yeah, do you know what I mean? Like it's the final game. You just go with who you think is going to start, right? Just bring in someone for a punt on the final day.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. Chelsea, on the other hand, looked a little bit bereft. A shadow of the team that came to or the team that Liverpool played last week. Although,
But that was more about you than them.
Yeah, and I said that on the Ohana with the Patriots, didn't I? I said, well, look, you know, he completely changed the engine room, didn't he? Slot in that game.
He
took all three out and Chelsea just dominated and Enzo and Casado and Lavia were brilliant. And in this game, you're coming up against, and we've said about it in previous weeks, right? The Newcastle engine room, that three in the middle, including Bruno and including Tonali, they're just great. They just work, they're unbelievable, those three, the way they work. And Chelsea are not that great. They just come up against a partied out Liverpool last week, right? So, yeah, I've no issue for me holding on to Newcastle, mainly for game week 38. Mainly for game week. Going away to Arsenal next week is a key game. So let's see. Yeah, let's see. Let's move it on from that game then. Let's go to, what about Forest 2, Leicester 2, which was also played today. The season petering out a little bit for Nottingham Forest. And I have to say, I did not like to see those things at full time. Did you see when Marinakis is on the pitch?
Why is he on the pitch? Have a bit of, like, decorum.
Well...
have that conversation in the boardroom later.
I agree. It's hard to disagree. All I would say is that 3 or 4 weeks ago, they were sitting pretty. But, you know, no one expects them to slip out of the Champions League places and they really are bottling it.
I understand that. I do really understand it. And if I was a Forest fan, I would probably feel different to how I do right now as a neutral in the Forest circumstances. But they qualified for Europe today. They're guaranteed European football next season.
And they're still not out of the race for
out of the race for the Champions League. What is going through the owner's head where he thinks that that's a good idea? I know what I'll do. I'll go on the pitch and I'll confront the manager and then I'll continue to confront him in front of all the press all the way down the tunnel. That just stinks to me. And
do you think Nuno might quit?
If I was Nuno, I'd consider it. Because
I think
it's so disrespectful. I appreciate that as a Spurs fan, it's a little bit hypocritical for me to talk about being disrespectful to Nuno. However... I just think that that is a disgrace. He has bought European football to that club. And now, for the first time in how long? Forever. And that's the day you pick to do it. Like, I get it. You should be beating Leicester at home. I understand that. But okay. I just think it was a disgrace.
Yeah, Phil B's in the chat. He's saying Nuno apparently clarified afterwards that Mr. Marinakis was making his way to talk to the referee and Nuno stopped him. Let's see, Phil. Let's see. It feels like quite a convenient narrative, that, doesn't it? And either way, the optics are not good.
Press was suggesting as he was walking down the tunnel.
But you know, the press like a story. They like to. They don't like Phil's version of the story because that makes sense, doesn't it? They prefer the. There's a clash.
Even so, can you imagine any other owner storming the pitch apart from maybe Delia Smith? She loves a bit of a rousing.
Yeah, but would get on the score sheet again. Another one that you said would be a good pick for this week. Didn't go for him, though. Went for Visser instead.
Talks about Alanga and Wood, didn't I? That's what I should have done.
Never mind. Do you buy into this Jamie Vardy narrative for next week, though, more importantly? Do you like this? 199 goals. Didn't score against Forest, as I predicted. Now, the 200th goal of his Leicester City career before he bows out.
Final
at the end
game.
Of the season, his last home game at the King Power after winning the Premier League and having an amazing career with Leicester City. 200 goals, Jamie Vardy. And who are they playing at home next week, Sam? Ipswich at home. He's got to be looking at that, hasn't he? He's got to be looking at that going, this is... I just...
Amush Tavardi.
I don't want him for Bournemouth away, do I, the final game? But at home to Ipswich.
Bench him for Bournemouth.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. He's got to score. There's no way that he doesn't score next week, Jamie Vardy. If he bows out of his Leicester career on 199 goals, he'll regret it for the rest of his life. You're not having it, are you?
I don't mind it.
You're like Az on the off the bench last week.
No, I don't mind it, actually. I don't mind it. It just feels so counterintuitive to pick Jamie Vardy.
Oh, yeah. It's a terrible bit of FPL advice, but the narrative's there, isn't it?
Oh, God, you and your romantic narratives, honestly. I'm going to start buying you some romance books.
I love them instead. I love the narrative. Before we do our two games, anything else you want to cover from Saturday? Fulham 1, Everton 3 was kind of an interesting game. So Jimenez gets them off the mark. They probably could have had a lot more goals. But he just changed the shape, didn't he? I noticed about midway through the second half, he bought on Adama Traore, took off Emil Smith-Rowe. I thought Smith-Rowe played really well in this game, obviously got the assist, but he was pulling the strings and doing a lot of the donkey work in midfield. And of course, with Traore, you don't really get so much. He's much more direct, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I just thought taking off Smith-Rowe was a bit of a mistake, but he's injury prone. Maybe he can't do 90 minutes, etc., etc.
Yeah.
But they were a different team after he went off. But I still think this scoreline flatters Everton a little bit. The goals were incredibly fortunate. I mean, the Beto goal, Leno is... What's he doing? I mean, he's just got to save it, isn't he? He's got to save it. The Mikalenko goal takes a massive deflection. So a little bit fortunate, Everton? Or what did you make of this game?
I quite like the idea of investing in Everton.
Mm.
It's last home game at Goodison, isn't it?
Well, again, you got the narrative going, haven't you?
I do love Dwight McNeil as well. I have a bit of a thing about Dwight McNeil. And then I've got this like...
Gets another assist this week. Yeah. McNeil.
Yeah. Comes back from injury on form. And then I've got this sort of... Because in my head, I am thinking, oh, maybe I'll just do a forward change. And then there's Beto, who I appreciate what you're saying, but gets two bonus points in this one, scores a goal. You know?
Yeah.
What's not to like?
Fourth amongst forwards for underlying BPS this week with 33. There's only a couple behind Raul Jimenez and Ollie Watkins. 7 goals, I think, for the season. Only got one before Moyes come in.
Yeah.
And now he's got plenty since Moyes has been. He's a bit of a talisman for Moyes, isn't he?
Yeah. Stood up where no one else was, really. But, you know, it is Southampton, and Ruben Dias will tell you that they are difficult to break down. So I don't know. I think
Rosa Donna's in the chat saying, Beto captain. Come on, we're not having that. I mean, that
might be a little bit far, but it doesn't feel terrible. Like, I think picking Beto feels a bit more...
Beto or Vardy next week?
I think I'd rather have Beto.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I would.
Right, we're doing this. Whether we bring him into our teams or not, I will have a bet with you. Vardy will do better than Beto next week.
Well, what are we betting on?
I'm not doing bets for anything with you because I always lose. But just for fun, I'll have a bet with you. Vardy will outscore Beto next week.
Okay.
Easy.
I think Beto will...
Beto's only been there 5 minutes. Doesn't care about the history of Everton. Vardy's had his whole career.
He cares about the history of Goodison Park.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Beto does not give a crap about Goodison Park.
He does. He does.
Nonsense.
The Leicester fans, they can come back. They can play the King Power in the Premier League again. Never is there going to be another game at Goodison Park. This is it.
All right. Well, anyway, Fulham, I thought this scoreline flattered Everton, basically. In the first half, Fulham were fantastic. Should have been 2 or 3 up. Made a load of mistakes in the second half and Everton won a game. Ipswich 0, Brentford 1. You were expecting more. I think many of us were with the Mbeumo captaincy. Vissa you bought in, as previously said. I bought in Michael Kayode, who got the 5. Could have had the 8, which is a bit of a shame, were it not for the yellow card. Thoughts on Brentford? Because there is a bit of a groundswell for them between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, I got 2. Vissa and Mbeumo.
4 straight wins now. It's no problem, is it? You've got them in the team. It's fine.
No, I'm fine with them. And, you know, it's Fulham next week, who we've just seen capitulate. So I'm happy to have them. And that was part of my justification for going for Brentford, I think, in the end, was that I quite liked the 2 fixtures that they had to follow as well, because it's Wolves on the final day, and I felt like, you know, that was okay. So
you can stick with your Brentford.
I'm going to stick with the 2 of them. That feels fine. Yeah, I just feel like I was a little bit... Sorry, George, if you're still watching. I was a little bit underwhelmed by Brentford because I think in my head...
Charter owners wouldn't have been underwhelmed by that. 11-pointer. Well done if you brought him in.
No, that's true. Nice. But also, don't you think that I think I was expecting, if I'd have got to the end of today, and or yesterday when they played, wasn't it? If I got to the end of yesterday and you'd have said, right, Sam, what, and hadn't known the scores, what do you think the score in this game is going to be? 1-0 wouldn't have been what I'd have put.
I'm expecting more, obviously.
Three or four, I was expecting.
Yeah. But...
And so that's why I feel disappointed. Oh, right.
Okay, fine. Well,
a couple of pen shouts as well, which I was a bit annoyed that
did. If you bought Sharder in, well done. And if you bought a Brentford defender in, well done. Sharder in particular, he did well taken goal. Very well taken goal. I liked it.
He's been so good lately.
Yeah, sensational stuff. Where else to go, Sam? Let's just cover... I don't really want to do those games. I want to do our games. Let's do Spurs 0, Palace 2. We've said a lot about Spurs already, so let's not go on about that too much more. And you're not buying him in FPL. Palace, though, Eze, Sarr on the score sheet. Munoz, who I thought was electric today from the highlights
Munoz
that I saw.
Munoz was absolutely brilliant and could have and probably should have had another two or three assists. He assists the first goal that gets ruled out. He put in another one where I can't tell you how Mateta missed it.
He also smashed the bar, didn't he, first half?
He smashed the bar.
Yeah.
He was... I mean, we let him run riot. No one was marking him. I don't know what was
going on. Who was your fullback on that side? Who was left back? You doggy? No.
No, he wasn't playing you doggy. It was Spence.
Spence.
But it sort of wasn't really Spence. They were sort of all over. Nobody seemed to know where they were playing. They were all a bit all over the place.
Well, the one where he's bursting through and hits the bar, it's Bentancur that's tracking him. I'm like, what bloody hell is he doing there?
Well, that's the problem. Nobody really knew where they were because it was kind of like, well, it's Bentancur and Archie. Everyone was all over the place. No one really knows what they were doing. There was no leadership. But anyway, that's beside the point. The point is that Munoz was fantastic. I was so impressed by him. Everything about him today was fantastic. I have no issues holding him forevermore, quite honestly.
So what are we doing with Palace then? Because they've obviously got Wolves at home up next, which sounds good, but it's after the cup final and all the rest of it. So what about Mateta in particular? You've still got him or not got him anymore?
I've sold Mateta.
I've still got him and I'm not keen.
So, okay. So let's talk about Mateta for a minute because you said earlier, and you were right, he was involved. He was doing a lot of running. So his pace and stuff's not affected. But his decision-making wasn't quite right. Like, earlier on in the season, he would get the ball. And as soon as you got the ball, you thought, goal.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that
But
today.
In that FA Cup semi-final against City, he was unplayable.
He was. But I wonder whether there's an element of... Even today, I felt like, is there an element of you playing slightly within yourself? Because of next week, because you've been through this big injury.
And the manager keeps bringing him off early and stuff, and right? He's protecting himself as much as anything.
But then in the FA Cup, he didn't bring him off in that way, did he?
No.
So I wonder whether there is an element of just playing slightly within himself. I was actually really surprised to see Mateta's name on the team sheet today. I fully expected to see Nketiah.
Nketiah, yeah.
I fully expected that. But the rest of the front line, Eze, unbelievable. He is unbelievable.
He's coming to form just at the right time for them to win a trophy, isn't he?
I hope they do. And I hope they do too, because he really deserves to be lifting a trophy. Yeah. He was, and it's not just, you know, against my team and because he got me 16 points today. He was genuinely brilliant today. And
overall
every time...
top across the game week for all against all players with 52 underlying BPS this week, SA. So he was the star of the show this week, no doubt. And that's why I've put him on the thumbnail.
He was involved in everything. Absolutely everything. He was clinical, he was creative, he was just brilliant. And his relationship with Munoz today was excellent. It was almost like Munoz just played balls and Eze was always there. If I had Sarr, I would feel a little bit hard done by today. Because
didn't
Sarr,
he have a goal ruled out as well?
He did.
Yeah.
And he could and should have got more than he did today.
Well, you're absolutely, the stats back you up on that, actually. He's third for XG underachievers this week. No, second, I should say. It's Mateta that's third. It's Sarr that's second. It's only Hoyland with more. Hoyland's XG delta, by the way, 1.31. Ouch. But it's made of Sarr, 0.63. So, yeah, goal disallowed, gets an assist. Probably should have had a goal in there, someone with a 0.63 delta.
And played well. And I think that's the thing, like, passed the eye test really well. So if you've got Sarr and you're looking at the points today thinking, God, I wish I had Eze, I can understand it, but you have been unlucky today. You really have, because Sarr could have had just a bigger haul as Eze did.
All right, so, we're not touching Spurs, but Palace, I think...
Hold what you have, but don't invest further.
I think we're saying hold Munoz and the midfielders... Selma Teta, are we saying?
I would Selma Teta.
If it's for Watkins or Vardy, or better.
I would just Selma Teta.
Selma Teta, yeah. I think I probably am going to do that. I think I'm probably going to do it. We'll talk about my team later on. Liverpool-Arsenal in the final game of this game week. 2-2, a game of two halves. Liverpool, very good in the first half. Very good, playing absolutely like champions. Swaggered out in the second half. Liverpool, Bertie big balls. Here we go. This is going to be easy. And sleptwalked, as I always say, to a 2-2 draw. Now, credit to Arsenal, because they obviously got a bit of a rocket at halftime, whereas we sauntered out for the second half. Not a bit of it from Arsenal. 88 seconds into the second half, and Martinelli has already put the ball in the back of the net. So, yeah, a game of two halves, really, I thought. Not a lot to shout about from a Mo Salah perspective. That's now a couple of games, the Chelsea game and the Arsenal game, where we've not seen, you know, this Salah that I thought we'd see, which is the going after all of the... Well, I don't know. He knows in his head he needs, one goal involvement to break that goal involvement record. But he's running out of games to do it. That's for sure. We've got two. He's not going to not play in the last two games. He's definitely going to play the last two games. Mm. But again, he was a bit, you know, he's a bit ineffective in this game. In the Chelsea game, he was ineffective. And in this game, he was kind of ineffective a bit as well, right? And it does give me a bit of pause for thought for next season. Because again, when Trent come on in this game, Salah starts facing his defender up one-on-one, starts getting a little bit more space. Now, he's running into blind alleys, and Arsenal did a really good job of just nullifying him, frankly, full stop. But without Trent next year, I do have a question. This is a conversation for 3 or 4 months' time, right? But I do have a bit of a question mark about Salah, particularly depending on what his FPL price is going to be, because he's going to be disgustingly expensive next year, isn't he? Disgustingly expensive. Danny's saying 0.0 XG for Salah today. I don't know his exact XG, but it wouldn't surprise me, Danny. It wouldn't surprise me. He was really ineffective. So I'll ask you the question that I asked you on the Ohana. I'll ask you 2 weeks again. 2 weeks ago, can you sell Salah? And do you want to sell Salah?
No. I mean, I think, look.
I can understand why people did for Haaland, though, once they saw the team league. I can understand it.
Earlier on, when I asked you about selling Isak, you said... his effective ownership is too high.
Mm.
Now,
just an unnecessary risk, isn't it, with Salah?
This is how I feel, right? If you sell Salah, okay, the last two games he hasn't been great. But you have to, if you do it, you have to sell Salah knowing there's a huge risk. Because if he does something, anything, the EO hit on your rank is going to be massive, right? So you have to consider that when you're making that decision. Now, it might be that... you know, and you're basically whoever you bring in has to return. That's, you know, there's no lie.
Well, if Salah continues to blank, though, what if he doesn't get anything? That's one going seven now, Danny's saying in the chat. I think that's right.
Yeah, but I think if you sell Salah, you rely on, the effective ownership numbers basically mean you are have to be fairly confident that the player that you bring in is going to return.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. It's the thing is, we don't need to do it, do we? We don't need to do it. After the Haaland performance this weekend.
Particularly when Haaland's got the performance, FA Cup as well. And Saka, really, as well.
Saka as well. Like, Son's not around. It's like, no, you just don't need to. You just don't need to, which I think you can. I think you can. But it depends if you want to or not. It depends on your risk.
Would
right?
you?
I'm not going to, no.
I don't think you can.
But I think you can. It's just whether you want to or not. I totally understand people that do want to do it. But elsewhere at Liverpool, I was... honestly, I don't often get too emotive about stuff on here, he says, tongue-in-cheek.
Hey.
But I thought the booing was... the Trent booing was a disgrace, actually. A disgrace, actually. I honestly... It's really not what we've come to expect from Liverpool Football Club over the last sort of 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I honestly hated it. I hated it. And it came at a time when we're supposed to be in kind of celebratory mood, right? We just won the bloody league. First home game after, you know, won the league, big parties. We're back at home again. Come on, Liverpool. 2-0 at halftime. Yes, let's go. Big party atmosphere. And instead, we're booing Trent. I didn't understand it. And as a Liverpool fan, I was sitting there thinking, what have I missed? Because there's 60,000 Liverpool fans there that know the club intimately better than I do, because they presumably go quite a lot more than I do, obviously. And they are booing him. So what have I missed? Why do I think that's disgusting? Why am I not also booing him? But here's a young man that's given us so much. He's given us so much. He's given us so. He's won everything with Liverpool. He's won every trophy you can get, and he's given us so much. He's given us so many great moments, and he wants to go and do other things. And you can't, you know, he wants to go and better himself and challenge himself in a different league. You can't stand in the way of that. I'm upset. Of course I'm upset. Do I want to see Trent go? No, absolutely not. Because I love him as a player and I want him at my football club. But do I begrudge him it? Am I going to boo him? No, absolutely not.
I don't think people are booing. Okay, my opinion on this is that I don't think people are booing him because they hate him now or because they think he's Judas now or anything like that. I think they're booing him because it's the only way to show their frustration that he's leaving. I don't think that this is...
Man,
I do. And I think also the other thing is that it is... Like, say what you want about it, but he is leaving you on a free when he didn't have to do that. He could have left.
That's the club's fault. It's not his fault.
It's both. It's both faults. Both parties are at fault for that. And I can understand it. I can understand the booing because I can understand people's frustrations with the circumstances and the situation. He's one of your best players and you've just won the league. And as you say, you should be wanting to celebrate. A few days later, he announces he's leaving. That's a frustration. Having ripped his shirt off and gone and celebrated like a mental person, not 2 weeks before. I think people just feel a little bit upset and I can understand it. Do I think you'll get booed next week? No. Do I think he'll get booed in the last home game of the season? No. I think this was the moment.
I think he'd get booed again on the final day.
Well, if he does, he does. But I think Liverpool fans won't care on the final day because you're going to lift a trophy.
I thought it was a bizarre move from Slot to bring him on, actually.
Yeah, I would have just left him on the bench.
I thought it was a bizarre thing for Slot to bring him on. But anyway, I don't want that to sour anything because there was actually some good vibes in this game, actually. Good vibes, right? Good football match. Arsenal, really good opponent, right? Shame to see them go out of Europe. I would have loved to see them beat PSG. I know you don't agree with me, but I'd love to see them beat PSG. That's the end of the season for both of these two. Other than Salah, though, it sounds like you're keeping. It sounds like I'm keeping too. I've got Raya. That's it, though. I haven't got any other Liverpool or Arsenal. I'm probably not going to go there, I don't think.
I punted. I had Conor Bradley. And when when Slot made the... when Slot did his press conference this week and said he was going to play Conor Bradley, I was like, oh, okay, I'm interested. Mm. Because Conor Bradley, it was basically a straight choice between Conor Bradley, Saliba, who I'd ruled out anyway, because I didn't think Arsenal would keep a clean sheet. So he was always getting benched, and Wan-Bissaka. And the answer was, of course, the answer was Wan-Bissaka. Although it does sound like, and I obviously haven't seen the game because I was at Spurs, but it sounds like the West Ham goal led a bit of a charmed life looking at Hoyland's XG underachiever numbers.
Had some chances, yeah.
So maybe I was a bit, you know, maybe they were a bit lucky to get the clean sheet. I don't know. I haven't seen the game. I've watched Match of the Day.
Areola played well. A couple of good saves at the end.
Well, yeah, I got him on my bench as well. That was fun because I played Cells. Great.
You wouldn't have made... Listen,
but I was never doing any difficult.
Absolutely
I was never
the
doing
right
any,
decision.
But with Wan-Bissaka, I was torn on Wan-Bissaka and Conor Bradley. Had Slot not said anything about Trent, I'd have played Wan-Bissaka, which is why it's a little bit of a touchy subject for me. But I just felt like when he said, I'm going to play Conor, I was like, well, this is an opportunity because I don't know how Arsenal are going to react to the Champions League defeat. They've got to give a guard of honour. How are they going to feel about that? And it sounds like in the first half, it was a relatively... comfy performance for Liverpool and the clean sheet was, you know, fairly safe. It was just the second half that Arsenal manned up a bit and they came out and they got something out of the game, which is fine. And then I was obviously frustrated to see Conor then go and get booked before coming off. It was like, oh man, Conor, come on.
At least he went off before the second goal. He got a point. Could have had zero.
That's true. let's you know, take the positives from it. However, will I play him next week? No. He'll go back on the bench next week. Will I play him in the final game? See, the thing is, I think Crystal Palace will score. And what will he do with Trent? And what will he do with... Who plays the final game at home?
I think any game we've played since we won it, and the last two games, we've got the propensity to concede a goal.
Well, I think you've had the propensity
particularly against a very good team like Arsenal, particularly against some of the attacking talent of Crystal Palace.
Well, I just...
The Brighton game's a different one, maybe.
Well, I also just felt like... Wan-Bissaka was probably not going to get a clean sheet against Man United, might get an attack in return. I thought Conor had more chance of a clean sheet, might get an attack in return. So it was a straight choice and I got the wrong one. That's fine.
All right.
But I don't know. I think moving forward, he'll probably just go on the bench I don't think I'll bother selling him. I think I'll just bench him for the next couple of weeks.
All right. Okay, then let's do our teams then. You've touched on quite a lot of this already, but 62 points this week, not bad. A 5% green arrow. We're all out on we're done. There's no Monday night football, so we're done. And Bremo captain, but it's Eze, isn't it? Eze, absolutely the star of the show. There's the points on the bench as well with the Wan-Bissaka and the Areola. Eze, the star of the show, though, no?
Honestly, I put the kids to bed while you were setting up this stream and I thought, oh God, I'm going to see how bad the red is because I don't want to see it live on a stream.
No, not with Eze there.
And I, yeah, but everything else had gone quite bad. And I, in my head, I was
Munoz
thinking,
11?
Apart from the Palace game. So I sat on the top of our stairs having put the kids to bed and I looked at it and when I saw it was green, I was waiting for live FPL to load. You know how sometimes it loads slowly? And it loaded, but without the arrow colours. And I was like, please. And I looked at it and I was like, God, I feel like I've dodged a bullet. I took a -4 that went horribly wrong because they got four between them. And if I hadn't have done the -4, I would have done Mateta to Wood. And then, all right, then I would have played Marmoush. So I would have then had, what? I would have been better off, but not because I've been better off by the -4, basically. Not by a huge amount more than that, but I would have still been better off by not having done the -4. So I feel a little bit frustrated in myself. The bench points, I feel a little bit annoyed about Wan-Bissaka and the Bradley thing because I was quite close on that. Areola is just
he's
what
third
it is.
Sub though.
Well, I know, and I was back and forwards between the two, and in the end, I decided that I didn't think anyone was not going to play because right. Bradley was already guaranteed to be playing. There was no way Munoz wasn't starting, and we'd seen a team sheet with Gvardiol on it, so I wasn't too bothered about my bench order in the end.
Okay.
And to be honest, Lee, at the deadline, I was still scrambling around. I didn't set my bench because I was still faffing around making transfers right at the death. So we are where we are with it. I'm absolutely delighted to see it be green. All right, it's not a huge green, but it's green. And I feel like the charge for the top 100K is still on.
Yes, absolutely still on. Yeah, all you got to do is captain Vardy next week and you'll be in there.
I'm not getting Vardy. I'm going to get Beto.
Thoughts for next week? Beto, then?
No,
yeah.
I don't know. Marmoush probably... Marmoush to somebody probably is the transfer I will make.
Yeah.
I wish I could go Marmoush to Watkins, but KDB screwed that. So I would have to go Isak to Watkins. I'm really bitter
You've
about KDB.
Stop freaking out at deadlines with these team leagues.
No,
it
but you say that.
Insane.
What are you talking about? This is the first time I've done that all year.
Oh my God.
You can't.
So many
you need
people
to retract
freaking
that.
Out about
But you
deadlines.
Need to retract that because I don't do it. I make my transfers on the Friday night. I don't ever make them on deadline day. I never, ever make a transfer on deadline day. But this week I did because there wasn't a lunchtime kickoff and I waited just to see if Haaland was going to start. Had I made my transfers on the Friday, I'd have done Mateta to Wood and been done with it. So I will go back to my normal strategy for this week. But I'll make my transfers on Thursday because it's Friday deadline.
I tell you what, that chance that Marmoush had off the bar when he come on
oh, no.
in the last 5 minutes, if that had gone in, I would have absolutely pissed myself.
Because so many of us sold him or benched
Literally,
him.
Literally, the team leaks come in and the world sells Marmoush.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
sold by absolutely everyone, whether you're getting Haaland or not, and most did. But whether you're not or not, I just saw every content creator, everyone on my timeline was right, I've sold my moosh.
Yeah.
And then he cracked that one against the bar. I was oh, imagine that goes in.
So next week, I have to do something brave.
Go on then.
I have to. I've got to try and get some points.
You're chasing it. The thing you said you wouldn't do.
No, I'm not. I haven't sold Salah. I've kept all the highly owned players.
All right.
So I am chasing it, but I'm chasing it. I'm cautiously chasing it. This year. Last year, I was going real rogue. I was not captaining Haaland when absolutely I should have been because he was brilliant, wasn't he, at the back end? Do you remember? But last year, I was just going absolutely mental.
You were Beto captaining last
This year, I'm not doing that. I'm trying to be sensible. I'm keeping the structure and the core. I'm keeping the heavily owned players.
So what are
I'm
you
I'm moving
doing
around. Marmoush probably it's Beto, which because it's lowly owned, right?
And he does care about Goodison, Beto.
He really cares.
He is deeply entrenched in the history of Everton Football
Club. Do you genuinely
club.
Think that Vardy is a better pick?
Beto is so... He cares so much about that club, Sam. Because he's played so much in the last sort of 3 months.
But do you...
Goodison Park has been there for decades.
The King Power will be there next season.
But Beto is... He deeply cares about that club.
The King Power's not getting knocked down. It will still exist in August.
Beto. He should have even scored against Fulham. Any other day, Leno saves that.
Look, all I'm saying is, I feel like
Eddie Beto.
Marmoush. God, I mean, dear, I could go like really boring and just go Marmoush to Wood, or I could go believe your romantic story that you're twisting over there and get Vardy.
All right, anyway, 62 points.
But I feel like Marmoush is probably going to be my transfer out, is what I'm saying.
All right, 62 points, 146k, top 100k, definitely still on, definitely still on. This is my team for this week, 75 with the bench boost. The bench boost was a bit meh in the end, it was all right. The Areola clean sheet's absolutely godlike, isn't it? 8-pointer on the bench, sensational. Nico Williams, would have liked more from him. My thoughts when it got to deadline was, I got to take Gabriel out. I was just like, I'd love to get involved with all the team leaks and all that shit, but I can't be bothered. So I've got to change Gabriel, because at some stage I've got to play this bench boost. And I couldn't decide between Coyote and Nico Williams. And in the end, I was just like, why didn't you just get them both?
Who was the other one you had?
Disasi.
Oh.
So I got rid of Gabriel and Disasi for Nico Williams and Coyote.
And Disasi didn't play anyway.
Disasi didn't play. And then I thought, well, then I've got a bench boostable team.
Yeah.
I've got a bench boostable team. I thought, yes, Marmoush is there, but he can come on and do something. And actually, come on and got more XG than Haaland did anyway. So nevertheless, the bench boost was a bit meh, wasn't it? But it's 15. I genuinely just didn't know when to play it, to be honest. So I was like, well,
I think you did the right thing for what it's worth.
I can play it this week. I can play it next week when we've got all this rotation around the FA Cup final. Or I can play it in game week 38 when it's just a wild west, isn't it? Week 30 is a wild west. You never know what's going to happen.
No.
So I thought, right, take the hit, play it, get it done. And in the end, I was properly sweating on the Areola clean sheet, because if the Areola clean sheet doesn't happen at Old Trafford, then I'm what, 2-1-1-5, and it's a bit crap, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would have really loved. That's why I was annoyed about the Coyote yellow card. That's why I was annoyed about that, because 78 and having 3 extra points, because he would have got 2 bonus points were it not for that yellow card for arguing. And that's even more annoying, he got it for arguing. Yeah. But an extra 3 points on the game, right? Because no one's got him. He's a 0.1. And actually, going into next week, they got Fulham at home, Brentford.
Mm.
On the back of 4 wins, where he's played in them all and doing quite well, right? And his underlying data is good. Mm. Don't let that 5 put you off him. Because were it not for him just being a bit mouthy, he'd have got 2 bonus points, which to me suggests he's doing all the right things. More than Mbeumo, more than Vissa. It was only Sharda that was beating him to the 3 bonus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I do not mind having him in there for Fulham at home next week. But no, Ruben Dias in with the 9 was good. More touches in the opponent's half than any other footballer across the whole game week. The Newcastle clean sheet sticking was nice. Because in actual fact, had I done the Gabriel to Coyote or the Gabriel to Nico, or whatever I would have done, I probably would have played them and benched Livramento. Probably would have done that.
Okay.
So the fact that I bench boosted this week meant that Livramento was always going to be in the 15. So the 7 was very welcome. Munoz was great. Rodgers was good. Bit disappointed with De Bruyne and Salah, obviously. Yeah, I mean, it's all my premiums, really, that's not really come through. But anyway, 75 is good. I think the team's in reasonable shape from what I've seen. Next week, I'm getting Villa. I don't know what it's going to be. It could be Asensio. It's probably going to be Watkins. But I just think Spurs were just terrible against Palace from what I've seen. So I'll be getting Watkins almost certainly, if not Watkins and Asensio, and maybe going triple Villa and just seeing how that goes. Not sure I want to put all my eggs in that basket. And if I do that, I'll probably be captaining a Villa player. I'll probably captain Watkins as well, I would have thought, next week.
Friday night. But the rest of the games aren't till Sunday.
Yeah. They need it, Villa.
You're going to be...
I do not mind a Morgan Rogers captain next week. And I might do it. This is not one of those, Lee's had a nonsense idea again. I don't mind it. The way that Eze found space against your defence today was absolutely ridiculous.
That's fine. I don't object to it against Spurs. That's not why I'm objecting. I'm objecting because it's the Friday night first game. In a game week that runs till Tuesday, you are going to be so annoyed if it doesn't go well the whole weekend.
It'd be great if it goes well, though.
Well, yeah.
The only other one is De Bruyne. Because I brought De Bruyne in 2 or 3 weeks ago because I wanted him for this final Etihad game. But we've got to see how the FA Cup goes.
But you can't see how the FA Cup goes because it's in the game week.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So that's the problem, isn't it? This is why I hate this game week.
That's probably why I won't captain De Bruyne then. That's probably why I'll have a Villa player. probably. Anyway, that's my thoughts. But I'm up to 111k. Top 100k is on. The charge is on. I'm up 27% to 2,394 points. Yeah, I would, like you, I was hoping for more from the Brian captaincy, but I don't think I'd have done anything different. I'm not captain. I mean, it's all my defenders that have done well, isn't it? You look at Ruben and Livramento and Munoz and Areola and KOD. I'm not captain any of them, am I? So I am going to captain somebody from the midfield. And really, my front eight have kind of let me down a little bit, other than Rodgers popping up with an assist, Murphy with an assist, and then Bremo with an assist. Fun fact, 75 points with the bench boost this week. Not a single goal in my team. Not a single goal.
No way.
Just all assists and bonus points. So no goals for this
team. That's mad.
Yeah, mad, isn't it? Mad. 75 points, no goals.
Loads of clean sheets.
Loads of, well, clean sheets, but bonus. The bonus. Munoz bonus. Livramento sneaker bonus point. Ruben Diaz.
What did Areola get?
Two bonus.
Did he?
I think so, yeah.
Ooh,
I think so. Two
monkey.
Or one bonus. I don't know about the saves and stuff, right? But the chat saying Lee, Mateta to Vardy. I haven't ruled it out.
Oh, please.
Rosa Donna. I have not ruled it out.
Rosa Donna, please.
I have not ruled it out.
Because before we know it, not only will he be bringing Vardy in, but Vardy will be captaining him. Above Lee's head, you can't tell. You can't see it. Above Lee's head, there
is Jamie Vardy ball.
Yeah. There's a signed Jamie. He's getting it. There's a signed. Here it is.
There he is.
Signed by Jamie Vardy himself. When Lee
met Jamie.
When Lee met Jamie Vardy 2 years ago.
Lovely man.
What was it? 200 appearances?
Something like that, yeah.
You gave him an award. He signed this ball for us.
Yeah.
Lives on my wall. And and now, here you are, spinning this romantic Jamie Vardy.
I would love a Jamie Vardy party.
Do
next
it.
Week.
Do it.
Well, if I do it, it means I've got to do it for a hit because I'm not having Watkins next week. I'm definitely having
do
Watkins
it.
Next week.
Do it. Do
I might do it for a hit.
Do
yeah.
it.
You can start the mind games if you like.
Do
got some
it.
Making up to do. What's the points difference between us now?
Do it.
You've got two, so we've got 14 points between us. Squeaky bum time. Can you make that up in 2 weeks? You can if you have Beto captain.
You can if you take a hit for Vardy.
Taking a hit for Vardy, bloody hell.
10 points, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there we go. 14 points in it, Sam. That's it. We've got, what, 2 game weeks to go. So it is time to start thinking about Vardy parties and getting
oh,
Beto.
For goodness sake.
And captaining Friday Night Villains. It's just that time of the season, Sam. It just is what it is. You've got to go rogue. Got to go. Got to buy into these romantic narratives.
If I got to watch the Spurs game with you on Friday, could you go out? If you're going to captain... If you're going
to
captain...
I don't need a second invitation to go out and not watch Spurs.
If you're going to captain Watkins on Friday night against my team, I don't want you in the house.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Can I go to the pub?
Do what you like.
Perfect.
I don't want you around me.
Perfect. Okay, great.
God.
What is it? What? Please, can you not watch Spurs? That's absolutely fine. Do you know what? I'm very happy not to watch Spurs.
I don't want you near
17th
me.
17th in the league.
I don't want you
untenable.
Near me.
Absolutely untenable.
If you're
going
to captain Watkins against my team, I don't want you anywhere near me.
Absolutely untenable. But you are going to beat European champions. You've got to beat Man U. Please. Please. I know too many Man United fans. They're going to be too smug. Spurs have got to beat them. Do you think you will?
No.
You're trying to get to Bilbao. You're trying to get a ticket. You're on here saying, anyone know anyone that's got a ticket? Can I have one? You're basically booking flights
and you don't think
you're going to be United.
Do you know, I said to Az the other day, because he was winding me up, and I said to him, I'll be that girl. You know at the end of the game, where one end of the stadium's all celebrating, and then they pan to the other end, and there's like one person sat by themselves, just alone, and that'll be me.
On your own.
I don't know.
You will beat United. Shall I tell you why? You're a better team than Manchester United. Well, they're not very good.
Have you seen the Premier League? It doesn't say we're a better team.
It doesn't say you're a better team than many. But you are a better team. When you have all of your players playing, and they're all fit and firing, and Van de Ven and Romero are there, and your proper goalkeeper, not this other guy who likes to say anything.
There is also a chance today. We saw Rogli.
Mm-hmm.
So Bergvall was ruled out for the season. But now... in a chance of making it to the back for the final.
Okay. I saw Lenny Euro getting injured for United today.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. All I know is that at some point, we must have luck.
You just need to put someone on Bruno Fernandes, man mark him, and then somebody pick up Harry Maguire from the corners. That's it.
That's it. We don't mark well from corners, Lee.
Can you imagine? imagine? Can you imagine a Spurs United 16th versus 17th in the Premier League in the Europa League final for a place in the Champions League, and it's Harry Maguire that gets the winner? Can you imagine?
No, I don't want that, Lee.
Oh, all God, football be done.
I
don't think I'd ever watch football again.
All I want is just to watch
it
one...
Makes me feel ill just thinking about
it. I just want to watch one final as an adult where we don't lose. Just one. I'm not even think I'm asking for that much. Just one final and one trophy.
You can't sit there with a Tottenham face paint on going, we're not going to beat Man United.
The problem I have with it is I think we are better on our day. I agree.
Carter Dixon is going to be Mason Mount with the winner. Imagine. There's too many narratives. Phil's saying, imagine it's Hoyland. Look at the abuse he's got this season. Imagine he pops up with the winner in the final.
I don't want any of them. What, can somebody spin some narrative in the Spurs direction, please? None of this. I don't want any of these things that you're saying.
Mickey van der Ven header, 89th minute, 1-0.
If that happens, I'm getting it tattooed on me. I'm not joking.
MVD.
In a heart.
MVD Ven, yeah.
If
in a heart.
If Mickey van der Ven scores the winner, I will get Mickey van der Ven tattooed on. Number, I'll get the number 37 tattooed on me somewhere.
Phil B says Brennan Johnson at the back post, because where else would he be?
That's where he is.
Carter Johnson, as an Everton fan, Richarlison, please. Would you get a pigeon tattoo?
Yes. I'll get a pigeon with the number 37 on it.
As is for a narrative, Rosa Donna says Heung-min Son sat hat-trick. Son hat-trick.
Imagine if Son played his best.
He's just been saving it all season.
I couldn't think of anything. Right, seriously, for just one second, can we just imagine the look on the nicest man in football's face when he gets to lift a trophy?
Yeah. Jay Rich says Spurs have won three times this season versus United. Jay Rich, you've obviously not read the Spurs manual.
We've never lost.
Rich,
we've never lost
the Spursy manual, mate. This is not how it works.
We've never lost to Manchester United under Ange. Four wins, one draw.
That's not how it works at Spurs. We all know this.
The Pigeons getting a goal. Mickey van der Ven with the winner. Brennan coasting in at the back post. Oh, me crying.
You will be emotional, no doubt about it. Right, tell everyone what's coming up this week, Sam.
I'm going to go and dream about Mickey van der Ven
scoring
the winner. I'm going to Google how to get a 37 involved with a pigeon for my tattoo that I'm getting after this. God. Probably have to have the word Bilbao in there somewhere as well.
Bilbao pigeon.
Meanwhile, I'll actually do some work as well this week. And we have got... The main pod obviously will be out on Thursday. I think it's Thursday. Yeah, I think it's a normal Thursday pod this week. Jules, Kelly and I will be doing that.
That feels quite late for a Friday deadline.
I think it's still Thursday. We're going early. Right, I don't think we're going early this week. I think we're still
fair
going
play.
Thursday. And then Friday, and then Thursday night I'll have the Q&A with Az. He'll be doing some Sharda gloating, I'm sure. And winding
me
up Sharda against...
Sweet, didn't he?
Yeah,
nice
he did,
shout.
Yeah.
Very good.
And then I think that's it, actually, because actually our busy week comes the week after. Where I may or may not be flying around Europe.
The finale.
If you can help with these tickets, please.
And we'll be talking about our pre-season predictions and all that sort of stuff again. Looking forward to that in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Not next week's pod. That's
not
the
next
one
week.
After.
Not next week, the one after. But yeah. Thank you guys for joining us tonight on the Game Week 36/37. That's it. We're all done, aren't we? No Monday night game. So congrats if you got up into the 50s and the 60s. If you got into the 70s, that's a very, very good score this week. Whatever you're planning to do, make sure that you are liking and subscribing the channel here. And listen...
Don't forget it's Friday deadline.
The last two game weeks, guys. It's time to do a bit of Vardy partying. It's time to get a bit of Beto in your team. And don't forget, you're right, it's a Friday night deadline. Two games on Friday. To be fair to Spurs, they've had to bring it forward to make sure they're playing on the same day as Man U. Aston Villa all hate you. Oh, they all hate you. Anyway, that's it, guys.
Like me and you.
Like and subscribe to the live stream before you go, and we'll see you this time next week. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.